right, we are here in Building 20, right in the heart of the Microsoft campus, and I'm here with Eric and Jamie. Tell me who you are and what you do here.
I'm Jamie Tisdale. I'm in corporate communications. I actually was in DPE, which runs the building, for about 12 or 13 years, and ended up moving right in the middle of the process of renovating.
Yeah, and DPE is now DX, and I'm Eric Haver, and I'm a designer in the DX team.
And what did this building used to be?
So this used to be a pretty interesting place where they could run a training. They had a couple of people in offices. Channel 9, of course, is actually located in this building. It still is. So it was kind of a, let's just say, if it was an individual, it might be your crazy uncle from the 80s who never decided to get any more fashion sense.
And what is the building now?
So what we did is we've taken this and turned it into a place that we can actually host designers, business people, and developers. And in doing so, we can run workshops, we can run accelerators, we can do higher level business deals, and we can use this as a showcase, as well as a place where people can actually come and work for weeks at a time to try and build sort of next generation or forward thinking ideas. Because we're located in the central part of campus, we have easy access so that we can get the experts from Microsoft that can actually come here and work with our partners in lots of different ways.
Now, you designed this from the ground up, right? So it was pretty much the sky's the limit, whatever you want to do. Tell us about some of the thinking that you had behind the rooms and the spaces here.
Well, I think the building itself is divided into three main spaces. We have the kind of the big open space on one side, which is thought of for the hackathons and workshops and things like that that are a little bit more open and spacious, lots of people in them. And then we have the central area around the hub, which is areas where we bring in firms that might be consulting with Microsoft on a new app or building something on our infrastructure or designing something amazing for something like HoloLens, right? And so we have these little focused areas where we can come in, do a little bit more private work with them. And then there's the third area, which is over on the far side, which is the executive kind of area, where you'd bring somebody in, a client, to kind of close a deal or to kind of talk about what's in the future.
So this is one of the typical rooms that you have here. Tell us about this space and how it was designed.
So we've got five individual rooms, one which is a more traditional conference room, and four that are more variable, I guess is the best way to put it. All of the desks throughout the entire building are the same. We can move desks in and out. The room sizes for these are fairly different. This is one of the larger ones. What we wanted with this was the ability that if we had a partner, if they wanted to come here to build or think through some sort of bigger experience or kind of push the envelope, one of these rooms could actually house them for a number of weeks. So they would have access to be able to lock the individual rooms. You've got some privacy because the glass is actually filmed at that point. And then they could stay here and be able to lock up their stuff and work as a unit. So people could come in and out and they'd have some sort of amount of privacy and security.
So I think what's been great is we've reconfigured the space quite a bit for different interactions. Like Jamie was saying, you have this kind of more conference room set up right now. We've had the kind of the horseshoe table for roundtable discussions. And then we've also, as you was mentioned with the PPI board, putting that like a drafting table. There's a table with a circular table with some comfy chairs here. Putting that up in the front really creates a space where people can collaborate. And then putting tables in the back where you can have people that are kind of emailing and doing other things, not distracting from the conversation. That's something very different that you can't get out of a conference room. You're still in that enclosed space. Everybody can hear the conversation, but there's really a focused area up here where some, we're doing a design discussion or we're talking about how we're going to tackle a particular problem. It's really good to have everybody focused and not get distracted by other things. So we've had probably, I'd say 10, 15 people in here at a time, but manage the space differently so it's still intimate for the conversation that we want to have.
So tell us about this PPI, because this is a little bit different of a configuration than you typically see with it. And it's interesting because of the way that you can work around it. Right. Is this something that is standard for the PPI, or did you build this custom?
No, we had, there was a company called 919 Labs that creates custom stands. And we went to them and said, we're looking at doing something kind of interesting in this space. They had a solution that they were already working on with the PPI boards to be able to take this. It goes from completely vertical down to kind of a drafting table mode all the way down to horizontal. And so what's interesting is if you're having a presentation or somebody's talking about an app, you can bring it up on the screen. Well, when you're having that conversation and it's upright, it's vertical, people are kind of sitting back and watching it. The minute you tilt it just a little bit, they start to kind of gather around it, totally changes the focus of the conversation. So when you're having an app discussion, that's an important thing.
So this is the Great Room. The Great Room was originally supposed to be a conference room. It actually takes after the Great Room, which is in the Commons, the same sort of name, which causes some slight confusion. The goal of this room is to have executive meetings where people can be casual. Hence, we've got the couches, which are custom made, basically the same thing that's in the Commons. And we have what I like to call minion seating back here. So folks who can actually take notes, sit back here and not actually be part of that, but so we can fit a lot more people. The cool things about this room, one is if you look at the wallpaper, it's actually colored newspaper. It's been folded up, which is cool. And then we've got really cool artwork by the same artist, the landscapes on both sides of the wall. We've got a number of interesting things on here. We've got the giant screen back here, which we've got an Xbox hooked up to. Interesting tidbit, we built this actually to fit the Surface Hub before the Surface Hub was called the Surface Hub, and we've been waiting to get a Surface Hub since then. So this is a large TV, which inevitably gets touch marks on it because everyone thinks it's a PPI, it's just a TV. So as soon as we can actually pull some strings, this will be a Surface Hub as well, which is kind of cool. So they had to get specs for an unreleased product to make sure we could build the wall to support it. Otherwise, we've got fairly standard stuff. You know, one cool thing is we've got the glass here actually. Here, I'll do the glass. Change the lights and flip the glass so you can actually see through. That's the only stuff in here in the building with that sort of privacy glass. Okay, so this is the original sort of lounge great room that we were gonna have. It's much smaller. It's a little bit more formal. The idea here is we still got the PPI. We've got a way that executives can sit around or people can have a like nice, interesting discussion. And one other interesting tidbit is the art. There's a book over here. It's from the Microsoft Art Collection. It's all cut out, so it's a very fancy pop-up book. And the cool thing about that is somebody's got to come in every 6 months to turn the pages. So as of now, I think we've turned maybe 2 pages since the building's been open.
And we're in the studio now, one of the studios here. And tell us about this room.
So this was a space that we wanted to have where you could come in and have, you know, with the maker movement, you know, be able to have people come in and soldering, you know, circuits together, 3D printing. We've got a couple of maker bots over here. Basically anything that they could dream up that was a little more robust than what you'd do in a conference room. We've got the hardwood tables. You can drop things on the floor. It's a little padded here. And there's ventilation in case we put in something like a laser cutter or things like that.
All right, and this was a part of the building that was very busy recently. Tell us about this space.
Well, right now it's set up for hackathon. So we have, again, like anything within the space, we've tried to make it as reconfigurable as possible. A lot of times we'll have a partner that comes in, they want to build something, and we'll bring in our engineers and our designers and our experts in to sit down with them over a period of time. We also have startups that come in and they will be here for a much longer period of time. So like a partner might come in for a week and do a hack fest or something like that. We'll have a startup that might come in for a month or several months and really sit down and have a focused area that they can work in and be building out and still have the resources from Microsoft to come to their disposal.
And what's really cool about this space, this open space, is because we have the same desks everywhere, the chairs are reconfigurable. Each of the desks has the ability to actually plug and unplug the power. We can actually set this up in like in as many ways as you want. As you can tell, we've got some stuff pushed against windows. We've got small groups set up here or not. We've had larger groups, and at times we've been able to actually pull most of the desks out to have a large group of people standing around. So we do have a couple focused areas. This is one we're standing near, where we've got the what we call like the meat cleaver of death hanging above us. That offers a little bit of sound protection. It's mostly aesthetic, but people can come here, and we've got the whiteboards, and the whiteboards, you know, provide a place where you can have an instant little meeting space here. What's interesting was originally we didn't used to have the crazy beams, But we had a couple people not pay attention to where they're walking and kind of ran into the edge of it, so the beams kind of got added at a later date. So,
and tell us about some of the art that we see on the walls in here.
Eric and I had the ability to work with the folks who actually run the Microsoft Art Collection. And so we had the ability to kind of pick what was available. One of the there's a couple cool things in here we all really liked, but we kind of relied on the experts from the art collection to kind of pick things that would actually work within the space, the colors, the fabrics. And when we get to the hub, we can show you some specific ways they play off each other. One fun one is we were both noticing in the catalog a picture that kind of looks like the walkers on Hoth from Empire Strikes Back. And since we kind of called that out from that point on, that's because we kind of liked that one. We had to make sure there's a space for that one in here.
So a lot of the things that we tried to do in this building with artwork was to play into some of the themes that developers are into. And so there's a lot of sci-fi and video gaming. As Jamie pointed out, you know, we have the one that ties into kind of Star Wars kind of feel to it. But we've also got some things from the Microsoft video game studios, Microsoft Studios, that are video games that they produced and that we have concept art. So we tried to kind of mix that in with the Microsoft Art Collection and give that kind of playful feel. We also had an opportunity where the architects were putting up some big signage around the restrooms, and they wanted to kind of put a traditional male-female symbol up there with the woman with the 50s skirt. And we said, you know what, let's have a little bit of fun with it. And so Jamie and I were sitting around talking, and we're like, well, you know, thinking of what theme we could go with, and we went with Pirated Ninja. So there's a huge pirate and a huge ninja in front of the bathrooms, and you got to kind of figure out which one is yours.
All right, and this is the main hub for the building, and people might recognize this from some of the shoots that we've done, like the MSR Luminary series. We'll shoot a lot of those here. Tell us about this space and what it was designed for.
Well, really, this is an area where people can kind of come together. I mean, it's a hub. So it's a spillover from the conference rooms, from the hackathons. And sometimes what they'll do is after a hackathon, you know, they'll be doing a contest to develop the best app, right? They'll have the presenters come up over here. It's a little more smaller and intimate than setting up an entire area for like a conference setting in the main area. You get a little more intimate. You have the TV set there, and everybody can just kind of gather around and hear what everybody's going to, you know, present.
What's been interesting, I think what we didn't quite expect, is that Satya seems to favor the building. And so we've had a number of high-profile events that take place in the building, and specifically using like this area as more of a stage.
So tell us about the signage here.
Sure. So on the room side, we want to do something a little different. This is supposed to be for creative people, developers, business people, designers, whatever. If we had people who are going to be here for months at a time, weeks at a time, we wanted to be able to change the themed names of the rooms without having to actually go through a lot of trouble. So what we've got is, you know, these large pieces of metal that we've actually stenciled chalk in. So each of these names has, you know, it goes with a theme. Originally, we were trying to come up with, you know, multiple themes that we could kind of go with. What we ended up with is, you know, it's here now. It can always be changed, but we've got, you know, a theme throughout the whole building that whenever we want to, we can change it up a lot, you know, again.
All right, and this is the dining space and the kitchen. So tell us about this.
Well, there's a kind of a natural theme here with some recovered wood that we have on the tables. It's kind of the flow over space from this area, which, you know, what we wanted to have was someplace when you're serving food, everybody can kind of cluster around, eat, but then also it's kind of a functional space. You can hold meetings in the space, it's not set down. You could reconfigure this, you can bring those rolling tables over, and we've even had a few sessions with the blackboard up here. So one of my favorite features in the building is the coffee machine, the espresso machine. And one of the cool things about this is we were kind of walking around campus going to the different machines that they had. This has a reconfigurable monitor on it. So you can add coffees to it, different blends and things like that. And with the hacking nature of our developers, we really wanted to have something that we thought, hey, we could actually go in here and change what's running on the system. That's kind of fun.
And it looks like it's Windows 8. Is it actually running Windows?
I think actually it is running an older version of Windows that's made to look like Windows 8.
Yeah.
And as you can see from the floor here, this is where the Channel 9 studio is. So a lot of the stuff that we shoot that you see on Channel 9 happens right back in here. We're going to save that for a future episode.